Seches Tainis Paragimel Mishnaches. Al Kol Tzarish So Tavo Al Tzibor Masriin Aleha. Whenever there's a potential tzara, calamity that's going to befall the communities, then we blow shofar. Chutz Mirov Geshamim, unless there is too much rain. Maisha Shamru Lo L'choni Hamagil, there's a story that they told Choni Hamagil, his palos, Shiyardu Geshamim, can you daven that rain falls? Amr Lahem, he said back to them, told them, bring in the ovens you used for the Karban Pesach, because they're going to get ruined, it's going to rain that much. His pala will yardu geshamim, he davened, but no rain fell. Met Asa, what did he do? Ag uga v'amar besoch, he drew a circle, and he stood in it. V'amar lefanav, he said, Rebonor sh'olam God, banecha samu p'neim alai, shani k'ben bayis lefanecha. He said to them, your children look to me, because I'm so close to you, I'm a ben bayis by you. Nishbani b'shimcha hagadol she'eni zaz mikan after terachim abanecha. I'm swearing that I'm not going to leave this circle until you have compassion on your children, until it begins to rain. Hitchilu geshamim minatvim, so it started to rain with little drops. Amar lo kach sh'alti, Choni Hamagil said, Hashem, that's not what I asked for. El gishmi boro shichinu ma'aros, I davened that there should be rain that will fill up the pits. Hitchilu leirei b'zav, so it started to storm. Amar lo kach sh'alti, I didn't daven for it to be a storm. El gishmi ratzon bracha v'nadav, I want it to be pleasant, plentiful rain. Yardu ketiknan, it rained so much, atzayatzu Yisrael miyushalayim l'harabayis b'nei geshamim, until B'nai Yisrael had to go all the way up until Harabayis because it rained so much in the outlying areas. Bov Amrle said to him, Kishem shespa'alta aleim shiyardu kachas pa'al shi'elchulahem. He said, now you daven, it stops raining, it's so much rain. So Amrlehen, he said, back to them, Tzuru'u im nimches evan hatoim. There was a stone in Yerushalayim where they would announce, whenever there were lost objects, they would announce it by this particular stone. He said, if that stone has gotten ruined, it has rained so much, at that point I'll daven for it to stop raining. Shalchol Shimon ben Shetach, Shimon ben Shetach said to Choni Hamagil, Il moli choni ata gozarni alecha nidoi. If not for the fact that you were choni, I would have issued a decree to put you, to excommunicate you because of how you spoke in your tefillah, to daven with the way that you did. Aval ma'ase lecha, what can I do? Sh'ata mischati lefnei amakom v'osa lecha ritzoncha, keben shu mischati al aviv v'osa l'ritzono, that you are very close to Hashem, and He's very happy with you, and He does what your will is, the same way a son is able to make his father very happy, and his father does whatever the son wants. Ve'alecha kasav omer, it's about you that the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'tagil l'secha, your parents are going to be very happy with you. Next, Mishnah, Paragimel, Mishnah, Tes. The Mishnah talks about what happens if people start to fast because there's a certain tzara, a certain calamity that's going to befall the community, and then, or because it's not raining, and then it begins to actually rain. So how you miss on, if they were going to fast, v'yardu lehem geshamim kodim hanetzachama, and it started to rain before daybreak, before the sun came out in the morning, then lo yashlimu, then there's no need to finish to fast at all, because it started to rain before the day started. But la'achar hanetzachama yashlimu, the Tanakama holds, but if they already started fasting, the day already began, and they started fasting, and then it starts to rain, they have to continue the rest of the day in their fast, even though it already started to rain. Rabbi Elazar argues, says, no. It depends on when it started to rain. Kodim chatzos lo yashlimu. If it started to rain before midday, then there's no need to continue their fast. La'achar chatzos yashlimu. But if it rains after midday started, then it started to rain, they should complete their fast. Ma'isa Shagazru Tainis below. There's a story that they were gozer. They issued a decree that there should be a Tainis in the city of Lod. V'yardu lehem geshamim kodim chatzos, and started to rain before midday. So Amar lehem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, it started to rain before midday, you can stop your fast. Tzu v'ichlu v'shtu v'asu yom tov. Go out, eat, drink, and make a yom tov. V'yatsu v'achlu v'shasu v'asu yom tov. They went out, they had a festive meal, they made a yom tov, uvo bein harabayim v'karo halal gadol, and later that afternoon, they recited halal.